Hello, I'm Alona Rajewska, and you're listening to ERIC FM. Привет, я Алена, и вы слушаете ERIC FM. You can find me online at www.alonarajewska.com. Заходите на мой сайт www.alonarajewska.com.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
ERIC FM International starts now. G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to another episode of Erk FM International. It is the 1st of August, and this is Erk FM International 263, which I've entitled No More Purple Hair. And the main reason I've entitled it No More Purple Hair is that from the 1st of August, people at my place of employment have been told, amongst other things, no more purple hair. So I thought these list of songs that I've got coming up for you from our music suppliers, Airplay Direct and also Radio Submit, are very, very relevant to the topic of no purple hair. Not that I have any purple hair of my own, of course, but, you know, I am rocking the black hair at the moment, and you'll see a pretty good shot, actually, of me in the New Zealand countryside. Well, semi-rural Auckland, anyway. On the show notes at erkfminternational.com, episode 263. So, anywho, the songs have a little bit of a message, maybe, about no more purple hair, but we will rock it out anyway. We have a fair few ladies on this episode, not that that was necessarily intended that way, but I was looking for my music suppliers, and I thought, yeah, those particular songs, or the titles at least, fit what I'm trying to say. So we're going to kick things off with a couple of songs by Jen Bostick. Her career as a singer-songwriter began at the age of 10 when she was in the backseat of her father's car with her older brother on the way to school. A horrific crash that killed her dad, a hobby musician who taught her folk songs such as Sunny Side of the Street and turned her onto Emmylou Harris, and a Bonnie Raitt changed the 25-year-old's life forever. She was born in Philadelphia, but raised in a small town 30 miles west of Minneapolis in Minnesota. She grew up singing with her family around the piano. She went on to perform where she could, taking voice, piano and acting lessons, singing in choirs and school musicals. One day she would like to open up a school of rock type institution. After she graduated, she relocated to Nashville, where she fell in love with the local community, taking part in writers' rounds and performing on a regular basis. So here is Jen Bostick, and the tracks we're going to hear from her are called Change and Dance Like Nobody's Watching. This is ERIC on ERIC FM International. No more purple hair.
Second-rate version of somebody else. You got your own two wings and you can choose to fly or fall. Got a three-room apartment in a rundown part of town. There's a dream I'm chasing. Don't tell me to slow down. Everybody's so quick with advice about who I'm supposed to be. But when it comes to me, I won't march in step. I'm gonna play right out of town. And when they see you, I won't ask how. Love me, hate me, leave. step, I'm gonna play right out of town. And when they say jump, I won't ask how high.
Like a nova. sun to start shining down the black street to my right. There's all these shadows walking down and passing from the alleys, hiding in the dark of the night. Where do I go? Just how bright a little sooner, I wouldn't have wasted all the time we had. I guess every little step you take is moving, and I guess every real good friend you make will stay. But it's the moving on and chasing dreams that takes us to a different place, left with only memories we've made. And the wind blows down, forcing everyone to different towns. change breathes in, wondering when I'll ever see your face again. It's the late night talks with wine and conversation, where we shared it all through laughs and cigarettes, and the pictures burned inside my head of every moment shared and spent are the ones that are impossible to forget. And the time
and you're listening to Eric FM. Привет, я Алена, и вы слушаете Eric FM. You can find me online at www.alonaraevska.com. Заходите на мой сайт www.alonaraevska.com.
Now, if you like that accent and you would like to listen to the recent interview that I did with Alona, you can go to Eric FM Extra, episode number 10, ericfmextra.com. I know my buddy Shauno already has, and he enjoyed the interview and the accent, but unfortunately with this episode, Shauno, you're stuck with my accent. If I had a really cool accent like Leona's, the next couple of names would sound even hotter, but then again, I'm saying them, so not necessarily. We just heard from Alyssa Bernagara with a couple of songs. The last song you just heard was called More Than Just a Memory, and before that, a song called Liverpool, Where Do I Go? And then coming up very shortly, we're going to hear from Matty Rodriguez with a couple of songs called All the Wasted Time and Freedom of Speech. So let me tell you a little bit about Alyssa. If you want to find out more about any of these artists or interact with them on the social networks, you can go to ercfminternational.com, click on the links and find out more about them. Boarding her tour bus at the ripe old age of 2 weeks, Bonagara grew up on the road watching her parents, Michael and Kathy, from the country group Bally and the Boys, make a name for themselves. Enamoured with the lifestyle, she grew into a life in music and fashion, playing dress-up with her mother's stage clothes and singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in front of 20,000 people at just 2 years of age. In an effort to maintain a sense of normalcy, she started kindergarten while living in Franklin and left touring to the weekends. Eventually entering high school, she realised that the time spent on the road with her parents wasn't as popular with the kids at school. "Why don't you go back and tour, Alyssa?" the students would tease. "Why don't you go and write a song or something?" Using their negativity for fuel for her music, Bonagara came to realise that people just didn't like that she was different. Her parents never wanted her to get into the business. Her dad would leave guitars around the house and she would teach herself how to play using the Suzuki method. She was writing her own songs by the time she was 11, and she was eventually able to turn her parents' enthusiasm towards her musical pursuits. The first time she experienced Europe and the artistic persona its culture embodies, she started looking into Paul McCartney's Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts. She was not only accepted into the institute, but was also given a sizable scholarship. So whether it be London Architecture, John Mayer's songwriting, or Joni Mitchell's Blue album, her old soul has a tendency to take everything in and let it all back out in her own way. So that was our previous artist. And our next artist, wow, has she got some bio. In 2011 and 2012, she was the International Acoustic Music Awards competition winner with All the Wasted Time, which is one of the songs that we're about to hear. She was also a finalist in the International Songwriting Competition and the John Lennon Songwriting Competition in 2011 and 2012. When Maddie Rodriguez defines herself, she says, without hesitation, "I write songs." For the Toronto-based singer-songwriter and recording artist, music means everything. On her debut independent record, Don't Be a Stranger, she shares her musical and personal life with a 12-song set of acoustic guitar-based country pop that dwells on meeting every challenge and transition, large or small, head-on and without regret. So here is Maddie Rodriguez now. Her debut album, Don't Be a Stranger, is available at all of the usual downloady places. So let's hear from Maddie now. She's got an extensive history for someone so young. Here is All the Wasted Time, and that will be followed by Freedom of Speech. In spite of everyone else, we chose to never look back.
Walks around 4 hours now, waits by the phone line, cause maybe this time he might actually remember. And it's not the fact that he's gone that keeps her up at night, that's not the reason she cries. Shattered dreams, promises he never
an empty chair with no one there at graduation, but she'll be patient, 'cause there's still a chance he'll come to see her. He doesn't show in the end at all. She's not surprised yet, she's disappointed, 'cause she thought he cared.
Shoot me down. you feel small inside. Well, you can spread it all over town, make it public. Grab the mic, show them how much you love this. Criticizing me, and you call it freedom of speech. I call it jealousy.
Best friend and stayed awake until the sun came up. swimming pool back before laying out was cool. When it came to sweets, we couldn't get enough. Oh, we had it made. I wouldn't change a thing. I sure miss those days. Well, I grew up with two sisters. Yeah, we looked up to our brother. He watched over us. We were much younger. After playing with our Barbie dolls, yeah, we played him in basketball. One game of horse, and he would beat us all. Yeah, life was good way back when we made prank calls with our best friends to all those boys we were crushing on. We dressed up, played truth or dare. We told secrets and we paint our nails. Watch scary movies all night long. Oh, we had it made. I wouldn't change a thing. I sure miss those days when all the kids would come and play. Catch crawfish in the creek all day in our bare feet. Ball with our best friends. Come nightfall, we'd catch lightning bugs. We sold lemonade for a nickel each. Built sandcastles out on the beach. Where that lifeguard became our first love. We had it made. I wouldn't change a thing. Looking back,
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
And yes, Mr. Nick Tan, as I'm recording this, one of my podcasting buddies, he's actually performing at Olympic venues, providing entertainment to spectators. So hopefully Nick's having a great old time. You can find Nick at Nick's website, as he mentioned, and also check out his podcast, Is This Thing On? He's one of these rare people who can do music podcasting from the point of view of both a musician and also a music podcaster. Anywho, we just heard from The Rocks with a couple of songs, Break It To Yo, and prior to that we heard Go All In, and prior to that we heard a couple of songs from Anna LaPrade with Miss Those Days and Because Of You. So let me tell you a little bit about Anna LaPrade. She was born and raised in Rock Hill in South Carolina. From a young age, she has had a deep passion and love for music. She says, quote, "Music has always been the voice of my emotions. It is how I cope with any problems that life throws at me." The youngest of four, she looked up to her brother John, who sang in the high school chorus. Quote, "I remember I used to stand up in the chair at his concerts and tell my mum that one day I was going to sing on that stage. At the age of 10, she began singing in church and began to have piano lessons. Unfortunately, like most kids her age, Anna didn't want to take the time to practice, so she decided to walk away from piano lessons after 3 years. While her sisters enjoyed watching cartoons, she would find Anna watching nothing but CMT. Shania Twain was her idol. She even memorized all of the movements to a music video, Any Man of Mine. Every summer on her family beach vacation, she would go to the arcade and record herself singing a Shania Twain song on cassette. Well, I didn't think she'd be old enough to remember cassettes, but that is Anna LaPrade. And we just heard from Lex Rock. She is a performing powerhouse who commands attention when she takes the stage. With her high-energy music and a rebel message, she captivates the audience, whether it be tweens, teens, or adults. Her ability and her appeal is to glam it up with girls and to be like one of the boys for a challenge. She is not afraid of friendly competition, as shown by her moves on stage and her queen of the court swagger. The fans that follow include girls who play sports and relate to her go-all-in attitude. The boys follow because she has the look and then are hooked when she speaks their language. In 2009, she began her professional stage debut with a performance with Disney star Raven Simone at the Arizona State Fair. She shared the stage with quite a few people, releasing her debut CD in 2010. So here's Lex Rocks.
Feelings writing music loud, looking at you from across the room. The feeling's hitting me, is it hitting you? I gotta move, I'm breaking loose, I'm in the mood right now. I'm laying it down the way it needs to be. I'm in the zone, I've lost control, I'm letting go right now. Boy, come close again next to me.
Going all in,
I'm not afraid to
go all in.
Doing it big, yeah.
Going all in,
cause when I do, I don't. Your life, you're trying to read me, but don't even try. I do them things that turn your head to the side. Use everything I got just to make you mine. I gotta move, I'm breaking loose, I'm in the mood right now. I'm laying it down the way it needs to be. I'm in the zone, I've lost control, I'm letting go right now. Boy, come close again next to me. I'm not afraid to bluff, so I put it on the line. You know I'm going hard, can't waste no more of my time. This is a high-stakes game, and I'm playing to win. I'm gonna beat the odds, gonna G-O-A to bail I in.
Cause when I do, I don't lose. never say to me then. I will talk to you. Looking good, girl. When I'm feeling down and low, I picture your face. Go, keep me fired up and ready.
Speak. Take me away from this land, 'cause I'm free. Much too tired to go on. Brown, and you're listening to IRC FM. IRC is playing great indie music down the pipes and into your ears. Find me at www.natalie-brown.com.
Yes, indeed, you can find Natalie at her website. I also recently interviewed her on IRC FM Extra Episode 9, IRCFMExtra.com. Anywho, we just heard from Nine Lies with a couple of tracks called Nothing Left For Me, and prior to that, Take Me Away. Prior to that, we heard from the Jimmy Boskill Band with Broke Down Engine and Take A Ride. And prior to that, we heard from Royal Southern Brotherhood with Fired Up and New Horizons. Have you sort of got the sort of theme that I'm going for with No More Purple Hair? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure if you get it or not. I knew what I was doing when I was putting these tracks together. Royal Southern Brotherhood. Before they even hit a chord, they have your attention. In the US, in the south of the US, where music is religion, two rock and roll bloodlines tower above all others. In the saloon bars from Mississippi to Maryland, mere mention of the Oldman and Neville brothers cast a magic spell. Conversation falls silent, pool balls stop rolling, 10-gallon hats are tipped in respect and beer bottles raised in salute. They just aren't bands, they're gods, and with a lineup comprising both the iconic Cyril Neville and Devin Oldman, the Royal Southern Brotherhood comes preloaded with expectations. The lineup has talent to burn, and I'm sure we heard that there. People say that rock and roll was dead, but they were wrong. In 2012, there's something in the air as the Royal Southern Brotherhood dragged their thrilling new brand of blues rock and white hot musicianship from the southern states onto the world stage. We also heard from Jimmy Boskill and his band. Just imagine that you're at the age of 20. You've already had four acclaimed albums under your belt, a rapidly growing international fan base, and you have the respect of your peers. Time to rest on your laurels, surely? Not if you're Jimmy Boskill. He's a young Canadian, he's a triple threat. He's a guitarist of power and finesse, a soulful and supple singer, and a compelling songwriter. All of these assets, plus his intense performance style, are vividly showcased on Jimmy's new album, The Jimmy Boskill Band Live. It was recorded in a theatre in his hometown of Peterborough, Ontario, in Canada. They were fresh off their first tour of Europe and decided that it was time to capture the set that they've been doing. So that is Jimmy Boskill, and then after that we hear from Nine Lies. And Nine Lies are an indie rock band from Belfast in Northern Ireland. They were formed in 2003 with a couple of different lineup changes, but they have a good lineup now. They have had some incredible success since their inception, realising milestones that most unsigned bands could only dream of. Now, some of these figures are absolutely staggering. They've had over 143,000 downloads of their single Slippin' Away. They've had over 80,000 video views of the Nothing Left For Me video. That video was also played worldwide on NLAR TV, an internet TV station. Their song Blind was licensed to Warner TV. The song behind it all was licensed as the theme tune to a TV program called Our Prisoner in the US. Several tracks were licensed to PC Games Development for publishing in a game called Trucker 2. And a lot more. They were invited to play at Times Square in New York for St. Patrick's Day 2011. They were the headline act on the unsigned stage at Lark in the Park in 2011. And they were also invited back to play the FMI Music Festival in Brazil in 2011 as well, which was absolutely awesome. And did you know that Nine Lives bassist John was originally in a little known band named Snow Patrol? Very, very interesting indeed. That was indeed Nine Lives. So before we go, I'm going to metal things up again. Metal things up, and if you love your metal, don't forget to come and join me each and every Monday on Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com. At the moment, I'm in the middle of a series of episodes that I recorded while I was away. But in case you haven't heard Irk FM Metal Monday before, this is a taste of what you could be up for.
Do you love your music at 11? If you love your music at 11, tune in to Irk FM Metal Monday, every Monday on Channel Irk. If you love metal, Irk FM Metal Monday brings you metal from Australia and around the world each and every Monday. Don't hate me because I'm metal. ChannelIrk.com. Irk FM Metal Monday.
And now we're going to metal things up a little bit with a couple of Kiwi metal bands. The first Kiwi metal band that I'm about to feature is Darklight Corporation, who I saw very, very recently on the Gold Coast and in Brisbane. You can actually hear those guys on Irk FM Metal Monday during the Dead of Winter special, which is going to be very, very awesome. And also the album launch episode for Azrael on the Gold Coast, episode 44. So start with Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 44. And you'll be able to hear from the guys from the Darklight Corporation. So the song from Darklight Corporation we're about to feature is called Levitate. And then after that, we're going to feature a song that's called Human Centipede by a group called Dead Teach the Living. Thank you to Sarah from Black Frog Management for sending this particular track my way. Now, Dead Teach the Living are from Auckland in New Zealand. They're a five-piece, looking to create something different in the metal scene. They take guidance from old school metal, punk, and the more obscure side of music that they are creating. They have grueling tracks loaded with substance. Dead Teach of the Living remember two ideas seemingly forgotten in most modern metal. There's no need to downtune if the riffs themselves are heavy, and melody doesn't have to be sweet. So the track that you're about to hear, Human Centipede, is their newest single. Their debut album is currently underway, expected later on in this year. So from New Zealand, we're going to start off with Darklight Corporation, and then we'll be back after that with Dead Teach the Living, and then I'll be back to wrap things up. This is Irk FM Metal Monday. Oh, you'd think it would be. No, it's actually Irk FM International, irkfminternational.com. And if you love your metal, Irk FM Metal Monday.
us rise. Just pray resist. Just live, just rise.
Hi everybody, I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to...
Irk FM.
Drinking tea.
We're British, you know.
You'll notice there, if you listen to that promo very, very carefully from Dave and Caroline from The Bookcast, that I'm not sounding very good in that particular promo. It was lucky that they could do all the talking and that it was a music show that I was on, because I didn't have much to contribute with my voice that particular night. Well, that was a lot of fun, being with Dave and Caroline in the studio. If you love international music, like the music that I've played on this particular episode, go and check Dave and Caroline out, thebugcast.org. Fellow members of the Association of Music Podcasting, and always a lot of fun to listen to. If you are in the UK or can adjust to UK time, they live stream their podcast 9:30 p.m. on a Friday night UK time, which equals stupid o'clock in the morning Saturday for me, so I'll prefer to listen to the podcast. Anywho, we've had some great music on this episode. I hope you liked the theme of No More Purple Hair. I was thinking of a theme for this week's show and trying to give you a range of music, and I just thought, 1st of August. What's happening on the 1st of August? Well, my car's registered for another year. Can't do a show about that. Oh, what else is happening? Oh, people aren't allowed to have purple hair at work anymore. Yeah, I'll do a show about that. So, I hope you enjoyed the theme anyway. It was a little bit of fun. All of the music on IRC FM is supplied directly by the artist and used with direct permission or under agreements with various music content providers. Music on this episode was supplied by Airplay Direct, Radio Submit, Darklight Corporation and Black Frog Management. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. On this episode, we heard from Jen Bostic, Alyssa Bangara, Maddie Rodriguez, Anna LaPlad, Lex Rocks, Royal Southern Brotherhood, The Jimmy Boskill Band, Nine Lies, Darklight Corporation, and Dead Teach the Living. I'll be back next week. It'll be Irkstock Week next week. That's right, the 11th of August. It's the 1st of August today. So in under 2 weeks, there'll be 7 great bands that I have handpicked for your musical enjoyment. Irkstock 2012, Valve Bar Tempe, Sydney. Get on it. Anywho, if you like your music, you'll also like IRC FM Australia each and every Friday on IRC FM. And also, if you like your music a bit heavier, check out IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Anywho, until next time, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. Good night, Interweb.